Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
I'm Max.
And I'm Ruby.
And today we'll be discussing the Mandela Effect.
We'll be back after this break. Before we go into the Mandela Effect, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves.
We are both females that are both incoming freshmen. We both like science, but don't let us fool you. We get it very much. Our favorite show is Max and Ruby. Hint, our name. And we're both short, but I'm shorter, so.
Yeah, a lot shorter.
The Mandela Effect is where you think someone or something was a certain way, but they were never really like that.
Some people say it's like going to sleep in one universe and waking up in a total different universe. How do you feel on that?
I think it's terrifying.
I think it's really scary because it's like you think all your friends, you know, are normal, but like what if you wake up in a different universe and they're not your friends?
Yeah, and if there's more than one you in every universe.
Yeah, that's really scary. I'd be terrified. I mean, I am terrified.
What if you woke up and just, like, met yourself?
What if you woke up and you didn't know anybody?
Like, what if you woke up and everyone was gone?
Oh, my gosh. Like, alone. What if you're the only person on the whole entire planet? No animals, no people, anything.
You die.
That's scary. The Mandela Effect got its name from a guy named Nelson Mandela who people thought died in a certain year, but actually walked out of prison alive almost 20 years after the conspiracy started. How do you feel on that?
Well, it's weird that you could think someone could die in like 1990 something.
Yeah, and walk out of prison in...
And then die in 2013.
Yeah. That's a person's life that everybody's just mistaken.
And an important person, like,
yeah, he was
like
famous.
A leader,
yeah,
like he was like the leader of Africa. Well, not Africa in all, but
yeah,
that's
trippy. Yeah, it really is. Like, how can you just say, "Oh yeah, that guy died," but he actually never did die.
I wonder what everyone's reactions was when he walked out of prison alive.
There's a lot of people, I know that there's a lot of people gathering to watch him walk out.
Probably, I mean, they all thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Now introducing our special guest, Rebecca.
Hi.
So, Rebecca, have you heard of the Mandela Effect before?
Yes.
Do you believe in it?
Somewhat.
What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's really trippy. If it is, that's weird.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Do you think you wake up in a different universe, like reality?
No, I don't believe so.
You don't? Okay, so now we're going to ask you what you remember things as. Now for our next guest, introduce yourself.
My name is Jaqueen Hawkins.
Okay, Jaqueen Hawkins, do you know what the Mandela Effect is?
I do not.
It's where you think someone or something is like a certain way, but it's really not, and it's never been like that.
So kind of like deja vu.
So like a fake person?
No, it's kind of like deja vu. It's like, okay, so the Mandela Effect came from Nelson Mandela when everybody thought he died, but like almost 20 years later... He walked out of prison.
Alive. And then died.
Like 2013.
Like 23 years later.
Yeah.
But everyone thought he died at a certain time and he really didn't.
Yeah. Or it's like the Kit Kat bar. Everybody thought there was a dash between it, but there's really not.
So it's...
Do you know...
It's like when you realize something isn't something you always thought it was.
Yeah. You know what the Berenstain Bears is?
Yeah.
You know the book? Is it Berenstain Bears or Berenstain Bears?
I don't know.
Which one do you remember it being?
Berenstain.
Nope. It's Berenstain.
Why would you name a bear Berenstain?
And then
this is not right.
Do you know the
Oscar Mayer?
Oscar Mayer?
Mm-mm.
It's actually Oscar Mayer.
Oh, I knew that. Oscar Mayer, like the hot dog?
Yeah, but do you know how to spell it?
M-E-Y-E-R.
Uh-uh. It's M-A-Y-O-R.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Legit?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so weird. Or like,
and you know the Monopoly guy?
Yeah.
Mr. Bank?
Yeah. Do you think he has a monocle?
Like an eyeglass? He doesn't.
He never has.
But I swear, I looked up on the internet a picture of Mr. Banks, and there's an old game board, and he has a monocle.
I don't know.
Maybe the world. Okay, so.
It could have just changed the design.
No, but another theory is that we wake up, or we go to sleep in one universe and wake up in a parallel universe.
Where everything's different.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
That was true. I wouldn't be friends with that T-Boss, right?
I don't think that's how that works.
No.
Because if I live in a different universe,
Friends would still be there. They'd just be different.
I'd want to be rich.
No, but you'd still be the same
person. So it's just like small things change?
Yeah.
Things you barely notice?
Yes.
Like not big things change.
Because big things would not scare you that much. Little things, small things, when you just know how, like, you just figure
big
out.
Big things would scare me. I'd be freaked out if I woke up and I was in, like.
A mansion?
A mansion. I mean, I wouldn't be like.
Yeah, but that's
I'd be
good
happy,
things.
But
this small things, they don't think we'll notice, and it's a lot more scarier.
Wait, so they think by a certain time everything will have changed?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's like two of you in a different universe?
Yeah. What if the person that you
what if
the
you,
universe you woke up
one
in
Joe
the other person
Joe.
Didn't go?
What if
one
hey
queen, you mean?
Hey, what if two universes collide and you meet yourself, like your
that.
Doppelganger?
But what if there isn't one?
But
no,
what
but
if
there
was?
Is? Because if you go to another universe, it has to be another one of you. Because they have to be in that universe.
Or they could have went to another
or
universe,
not.
Too.
It's just different people.
Yeah, you like switch person.
Okay.
Okay. Introduce yourself.
My name is Shakira.
What do you do for a living?
I don't know. I do special stuff.
That's cool. Do you know what the Mandela effect is?
Nope.
It's basically where you think something or someone was a certain way, but they never really were like that. And it's kind of like deja vu, but not really. It's like some people explain it as going to sleep in one universe and waking up in a total different universe. How do you feel about that?
That's weird.
Is it scary to you?
No, it's just weird.
I think it's scary to me.
I think it's just weird.
Do you think we go to bed one universe and wake up in another?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because.
Have you ever heard of the Berenstain Bears?
What?
The Berenstain Bears?
Yeah.
Do you think it's Berenstain or Berenstain?
Berenstain.
It's Berenstain.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Do you think the Kit Kat bar has a dash in between it?
Nope.
That's good, because it doesn't. And you know the hot dog brand, Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, it's spelled M-A-Y-E-R. No, O-R.
No.
Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, people thought it was M-E-Y-E-R.
That's actually how I thought it was spelled. I heard you talking about it.
Well, is there anything you want to say about it?
What?
Is there anything you want to say about?
It's creepy and cool.
Cool? You think it's cool?
Yeah.
Why cool?
You might think that says exit, but it could say stop.
No, that's not really how it works, though.
That's how it works now.
Yeah.
Okay, if thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to our new podcast. We'll be back with our second episode talking about a new conspiracy.